Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yeah,
but it was really cool hanging out with her and Sypha. They were both really cool people.
That's cool.
Hell yeah.
I do have one more sports story.
Get it!
Sports talk!
I like it! We need a sports talk sounder.
The victory at the Olympics used to automatically mean that there was a tax bill for all medal-winning athletes in the U.S. waiting for them at home. Did you know that? They have to pay taxes on their medal.
No!
Yeah, the U.S. Olympic Committee awards athletes that bring home the gold, silver, or bronze in previous years. The committee paid athletes $25,000 for winning gold, $15,000 for silver, and $10,000 for bronze, and those cash prizes were subjected to tax.
But can you get an endorsement to pay your taxes? That's crazy. You know what I mean?
I know.
You train your ass off your whole life. You sacrifice. Like, you can't work a day job while you're out running the Olympics and stuff. Like, I mean, I don't even know. Are they compensated for all this time?
Like, I don't think they are. They have to win a medal in order to be paid. I don't think they're paid.
That's crazy, dude.
Unless they get the endorsements and stuff, which usually there are some that...
Let's say you don't. Let's say you're in a sport that, you know, is kind of low-key. Like, you know, one of the dumb sports, like, you know...
Curling. Archery.
Well, I mean, archery is kind of cool, but I don't know how much money you can make from endorsements there. I mean, there's archery companies, I guess, but... You know, maybe you're one of those people that shoots that skis and shoots a gun at the same time.
Mm.
One of those dumb things, right?
That's cool.
Yeah, have you seen those?
Yeah, it's
that's a real event.
Yeah.
Like, who came up with that? It's like, you know what I'm good at? Skiing and shooting. Mm-hmm. If only I could do them at the same time.
It's like, wait a minute, I got it.
Yeah.
Ski shooting.
They're like,
not skeet shooting, ski shooting.
And they're like, that's stupid. And then some Russian guy's like, I like to do that too. And they're like, fine!
Yeah, really? Man, we got to hang out.
Isn't breakdancing in the Olympics this year?
Oh, I hope not.
It is. I think it is.
Oh, dear God.
I'm telling you, dude.
End of days.
I don't care. I would rather watch that than most events.
Mm.
At least it would be cool, you know?
No.
What?
I don't like it at all.
Why not?
Stupid.
Fair enough.
Let's see. So those cash prizes were subjected to tax, and that was called the victory tax. It used to be collected for U.S. Olympians based on the medals they won and brought back home. This meant that Olympic champions like Phelps and Simone Biles were subjected to pay up to $55,000 and $43,000 in taxes, respectively.
Simone ain't paying nothing.
Well, she's got a lot of endorsements.
Yeah.
She's rich, I think. But
she better be, because she really is ridiculous. Like, she is so much better than everybody. I know that some of these athletes get put on pedestals and they may not or may to. She, like, I was watching some highlights of her. It's not even fair how good she is.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been doing it for a minute now. It's like, Jesus, dude.
Yeah.
She's got moves named after her in gymnastics.
Now, oh, yeah.
So it's crazy. Yeah.
Well, that tax change in 2016, President Barack Obama signed a bill into law that prohibited IRS from collecting taxes from those awards. The tax will still apply to high-profile athletes who at least earn $1 million a year, according to ESPN. Starting in 2017, the U.S. Olympic Committee said it would increase its awards for medal winners. That means in the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, the U.S. Olympic athletes will receive $37,500 for each gold, $22,500 for silver, and $15,000 for bronze.
Crazy. Now they got to perform with no audience. Did you see one of the U.S. Olympic basketball players got COVID?
No, who?
God, I'm brain farting his name. But now they're scrambling to find a replacement for him.
Bummer, you know? Man.
Yeah, I know. I hope it's somebody that everybody hates, that causes controversy. You know what I mean?
I don't think there's anybody like that on the...
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love?
Yeah.
What's the matter with him?
He's white.
Oh, yeah. Kill Whitey. Kill Whitey.
There was a couple of guys on ESPN that were not happy. They were not happy about it at all.
I need to hear it. Thank you.
Jalen Rose, man. What a jerk. I mean, ugh. Yeah. So that's why I was like, I hope it's like not only a white guy, but like one that's not even good at basketball. So he has like a real gripe, you know?
And it was.
Because he called Kevin Love a token white guy. And that. And he on
Can
ESPN.
Can you imagine?
On ESPN.
Can you imagine?
On ESPN, he said the U.S. Olympic team didn't have the nerve to have an all-black team. And that they had a token white guy, Kevin Love. He was mad. And I was like, damn, dude, go easy. Kevin Love's a good basketball player. And yeah, could you imagine if Scott Skiles came out? Or if Larry Bird.
Doing the Monica.
Could you imagine if Larry Bird goes, hey, guys, not for nothing. And this might rub some people the wrong way.
I like how he started very white, too. Not for nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the panel tonight, but I got a little something to say. You know, back in Indiana, where I started out, we did things a little different, you know, in the 70s. And I noticed a lot of black guys on this team.
This is making me nervous, even though we're parroting it.
I know.
And it's a character.
Uh-huh.
Having you say it on air
because
is
that's
making,
how ridiculous it is.
I know it's making my BH pucker. Though,
me too,
honestly.
A little bit. It
just,
might be just the hemorrhoids.
Even though it's a parody, and a joke.
Because I think most people see what Jalen Rose did as ridiculous,
but no repercussions for that.
No,
I mean if it
he
was,
didn't even have to apologize. Stephen A. Smith had to apologize because he made fun of like
but
Asian
it's an
people.
Asian. Yeah. Whites, you can do whatever you want.
Seems that way. Yeah,
it definitely seems that way. It must be so nice. Being
we deserve
able to say,
it.
Make whatever you want.
We deserve it.
Yeah, that's a good time, man. God bless.
It blew me away when I saw Jalen Rose's rant. I was like, damn, dude, go easy.
Yeah,
there's only one white guy on the team.
Enjoy it, Jalen.
Come on, man.
Bathe in it.
Kevin Love's a nice guy, and he's a great player. Like, what's going on? Mm. It wasn't like they put, you know, Napoleon Dynamite on the team, you know? Gosh, looks like I'm on the Olympics. Yeah, I mean, it was just weird to see that on ESPN. Because when I saw it, I was like, oh, he's going to have to apologize tomorrow if he wants to have a job. Nothing. Nothing happened. I was like, all right, I guess that's cool.
That must be nice.
Sad, but.
Good times.
I don't think that's how we come together as people, but okay.
Can we end this with a kill, Whitey?
That'd be awesome. And then we'll look over tweets and come back.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.